Hi, this is Penny Pizer, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest Paul Robert Coyle. Paul is with us via Zoom. Paul's memoir, Swords, Starships, and Superheroes, from Star Trek to Xena to Hercules, a TV writer's life scripting the stories of heroes, is not only the story of Paul's 40-plus year journey as a writer, story editor, and producer for network, syndicated, and cable television, but includes many, many useful lessons on what to do if you wish to pursue a career as a professional writer, whether you want to write for television or any other form. Swords, Starships, and Superheroes, available through Jacobs Brown Media Group, as well as Amazon.com, other online retailers. Want to ask about your experience on The Dead Zone, which is one of the more interesting chapters in the Paul Coyle story. Paul, you essentially got paid for a script that you didn't actually write.
What happened was, this was another Mike Pillar show, all right? This was after he had finished all the Star Treks. He had moved off of that franchise and now had a new show based on Stephen King's novel. All right, so, and I was done at that point with Hercules and Xena. Those shows were over. So I was back to freelancing. So I gave Mike a call and I went in. I think I first pitched a few stories. I had a few meetings and never connected, and then had another meeting schedule. I hear that The Dead Zone is picked up for a full season, which in the world of syndication was unusual because they only did 11 or 12 or 13 at a time normally. And they had a big staff, so there weren't many freelance openings. But I called to come in for, they're going to do a full 22, so I called for a meeting and got the meeting, and I came in that day, and Mike wasn't there. Turns out he was seriously ill. I didn't know that at the time. He passed away like 6 months after that. But for reasons I didn't know, he wasn't there. I was meeting with a whole room full of people that I didn't know, and including the showrunner, who happened to be a guy who was in a wheelchair, and they had put ramps all around the building since the last time I had been there to accommodate him. So, all right, so, you know, you go in for a pitch meeting as a writer, as you don't know if you're going to meet with one guy or six, and typically today it can be six. So that meeting, that day it was six or maybe more. Sometimes it's people just taking notes. So what happened was, at the start of the meeting, the guy in the wheelchair went to the middle of the table because it was easier to get his chair there. So I went to the head of the table and picked, you know, grabbed the chair that normally would have gone to the showrunner, which it was just an impulsive thing.
Yeah.
I really wasn't thinking it through, but suddenly maybe I should have taken a seat. You know, I'm acting like a big shot. The long and the short. So
yeah, but that worked. That worked for
it
you.
It worked for me. Yeah. I don't know why, but that was the best pitch meeting of my life. Suddenly, the staff was really into what I was pitching. They were enjoying it. They were interactive. They were contributing ideas. They seemed positive. You know, a lot of times when you're pitching to people, they're looking at their watch. They got other things on their minds, and they just want to get the meeting over with and get out of there. You know, what do you? Sometimes you get an assignment from those conditions too, but nevertheless, this was a great meeting, a great pitch, and one story. I mean, they liked. I pitched five or six stories. They looked variations on most of them. One in particular that they really sparked to. They said, "All right, well, we're going to take this to Mike Pillar for his okay, and we'll get back to you." And the next day, they call and they say, "All right, it's a green light. We're going to do this story, but not yet." This, remember that 2.5 year wait that I had on Star Trek at one point. All right, we're going to call you in it'll be maybe a few months, and we'll call you, or feel free to check back. We want to do this story, but you'll just have to be patient. All right, fine. That's fair enough. That's good, right? It's better than a total turn down.
Yeah.
So I continue to, every 2 or 3 months I'd call. And I'd be told, "Oh, Paul, good to hear from you. Your story's on the list, but it hasn't come up yet. Just, stand by." And about a year goes by, and I call one day, and I talk to the secretary, and she says, "Oh, hi, Paul. Oh, good thing you called. Yeah, your show shoots next week." And excuse me, but, I hadn't written any show yet, right? And I say, "Oh, you must be thinking of some other, no, I have this, here's your script right here, your name's right on the cover page." And I'm thinking, is this The Dead Zone or is this The Twilight Zone? What, have you written the script and forgotten about it? Well, it turns out, you know, I mean, I'm saying, you mean to say it's written by Paul Robert Coyle? And she said, no, it's a story by Paul Coyle. It's a pair of our staff writers wrote the script. And I'm like, oh, they cut me off and they didn't pay me for it. They didn't tell me about it. They, you know, when would I have found out when it aired a year later? So that was both, you know, it was disappointing. And at the same time, well, all right, I have money due. Yeah. And she's surprised. She said, oh, you weren't paid for it? Oh, that's, we'll have to look into that. It took me another 2 months to get payment, you know, because of paperwork, and they never put in for me to be paid in the first place. And now I couldn't prove that I had done any work because all I had done was pitch that one day.
Yeah.
They never asked me to put one word on paper. And normally you have done that, and that generates a payment, that generates paperwork and a contract and so forth, none of which existed. Well, the bottom line is I finally did get paid, and I did finally get screen credit on that episode, but I had nothing to do with writing it.
Again, in one respect, it was the easiest money you ever made in television, and because The Dead Zone has been available in, you know, syndication and in home entertainment, that's residual. So experiences like that, strange as it was, as difficult as it was in order to establish payment, in a way, it kind of, as we mentioned earlier, it balances out some of the other experiences in your career.
Well, yeah. I mean, what can I say? I wish I'd gotten to write the script. I didn't, but I got paid something for it and get the, you know, partial credit on it.
So. And you have a great chapter in Sword, Starship, and Superheroes because of it.
So those are the kinds of stories that I've been telling friends for years, right? And everybody gets a kick out of that kind of story.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd put it in writing and let people experience it for themselves.
What are you working on now that you're at liberty to discuss with our listeners?
Well, this is a very incipient stage of a possible comic book graphic novel based on something that I wrote years ago that I would be working on with Cynthia Shaw, who was a friend. Cynthia was a producer of Young Hercules, the Ryan Gosling spinoff of our show. And we've done some projects together over the years or taken them to, you know, to pitch meetings. So this is something that I may or may not get involved with. I need to know more about it to see if it's something that it would really interest me. I've never done that kind of thing before, but it's an possible avenue and definitely worth my looking into. Be a whole different experience for me.
Well, keep us posted. Keep us posted. In the meantime, Swords, Starships, and Superheroes by Paul Robert Coyle, available in paperback and as an ebook through our friends at Jacobs Brown Media Group. You can also find it at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Paul Robert Coyle, always a pleasure to have you on our program. I look forward to your next visit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
One more item. If you love Cher or know someone who loves Cher, our friends at Time Life have just released a brand new collection of highlights from Cher's inimitable career that is now available at retail for the very first time. That will be the best to share, 5 DVD collection packed with unforgettable music, classic comedy, and fabulous outfits. The best to share, now available at retail for the very first time from our friends at Time Life. This 5 DVD collection includes 10 episodes of Cher's solo variety series from 1975, featuring such guest stars as Elton John, Ray Charles, Raquel Welch and the Muppets, plus vintage interviews of Cher, circa 1975, on The Dick Cavett Show, and Dinah, and brand new exclusive bonus interviews with Cher, Lily Tomlin, designer Bob Mackie, and producer George Schlatter. That's the Best to Cher, the Best to Cher 5 DVD collection, the Best to Cher, now available at retail for the very first time from our friends at Time Life. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.